heart anywhere, then you are not at home. How to conceive a mind? There was just an idea here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How is a mind? That is relative. We are here, 8 persons. How we get mad into one? Have you got any idea? How we can mad? These 8 persons, how we can mad into one?
Suppose
you have realized, now how to mad? There are different 5 fingers. How they can merge into one? What is the process?
The name of the process.
Huh?
The name of the process.
Oh, yes.
The name of the process?
No, name and not name. How the 5 fingers can become merged into one? Tell me. Here is saying, all the 5 fingers scattered, it becomes one. Although there are 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, there are 1. Yes. If the interest is one, to capture this, then it's one. That means,
you cannot lose an individual. But if your interest is one, then you are one.
Do you understand? That's right. You are all a student. Why you are all a student? Why you are all a leader? How you become all a student? Margin to the Austrian conception. Because, as Australian, you have one interest. So, individuality cannot be changed. That's not possible. You are all individuals. But when you make your interest one, then you must be interested. He is one of us, an individual one. What is your idea? You are three? You are 3 persons. What is your philosophy idea? Vegetarian?
Meditation and action.
Huh?
Meditation and action.
Anyway, whatever you do altogether. That is mind. But you are already. Your personality is different from you, his personality is different from him, he is different from you. But because you have got one interest, therefore you are. Just like we. We are talking about individuals. That our interest is Krishna, therefore we are one. Try to understand what is not being into one. You are all individual. Nobody can be. It is not something material. We are all spirit soul. So we are all individual. But if our interest becomes one, then we are one. This is oneness. Try to understand this oneness. Oneness does not mean void, no. Oneness means When our interest is on one, then we are. You are now in one. As soon as your interest level becomes different, you become separate. So that is, there is quite possibility, because you are all individuals, and there is quite possibility of disagreeing with another individual person. So it's quite possible. So, oneness does not mean that you lose your individuality. Oneness means you keep your individuality, but you take the same interest, same one. It is not possible that you lose your individuality, that is not possible. You are individual, it is not. Do you understand that? You have got anything to say about this oneness? Do you find it? Just like the sunlight. The sunlight, physically, they are very small, tiny molecular bodies.
Particle?
Yes. Very small. Atom. They are combined together. It looks like this one. But they are mixture of molecular parts, very small. They are all tiny. This is actually. But it looks one. Every water, that also small molecular part. Everything, this matter, is small molecular atom. So everything is combination of several molecular atomic parts. You are also atomic spirit. So all atomic spirit and they are together, that is called Brahma. So this channel is starting now. Forming.
Who is Krishna?
No, answer, please.
Krishna is the supreme individual, supreme person. And we all take our individuality from him. It's like the gold ring of the awareness that takes its individual existence from the mind of gold. It's a very small particle of the mind. And you can't say that it's not same as the mind. It is the same as the mind, but it is gold. But it is very tiny, molecular, atomic. Whereas the mind of gold is, for practical purposes, unlimited.
God.
And the whole. So Krishna is the source of our individual nature also. We exist as part and parcel of Krishna. Because he has personality, we have personality. Just like a piece of gold, the ring has a certain color and weight and characteristics of gold and metal, we find the same qualities in the mind. So we have the same qualities that Krishna has. Because we are part and parcel of him.
And is it necessary to see Krishna in the form that is depicted in the history? Or can one see Krishna in another form?
One can see Krishna on three different levels of realization. The one level is this impersonal Brahma-Jyoti merging level. That is called the elementary step, the first step towards God realization. And then the second step is when one realizes that God is isolated or localized in his heart. And this is the stage of great yogi and mystics stand. They are able to control their travel and attain other mystic powers. And then the highest step of self-realization is when one realizes God is the Supreme Person and meets him face to face. And then there's eternal life in the first stage of God. Personal relationship. There are five different kinds of personal relationships one can have with God. As his friend, as his father, or his parent, or as his servant, like that, or as his lover. So, if one comes to this stage of realization that I am part and parcel of God, and God is a person, therefore I am a person, and I remain a person eternally, then he gets fixed up in his final, original, constitutional position, relationship. There's no more higher place to go. So in this relationship, he understands that because God is very great, and I am very small, then my position is to serve God. So I engage in a personal serving relationship, a personal serving mode. I'm always satisfied, so I'm always relating with God. Everything I do is serving Him, is everything I have. And this is where the spiritual master is the representative of Krishna, because he engages us in serving Krishna, just like there may be some big man and you want to enter into his service and meet this big man, but you have no qualification. But if this big man has a friend who is also your friend, his friend can introduce you and engage you somehow in big man's service. This is the beauty of the spiritual master. He accepts disciples to make sure and guarantee that disciple will meet God face to face, he follows his orders.
Now, understand what he has explained. Have you understood? So, Krishna is also a user, you are also a user, but he is the head. Just like in our group, we are all individuals, but I am the head. Similarly, there are any one group, individual souls, all over the world, the set individual souls.
Can Krishna be called by any other name?
Huh?
Can Krishna be called by any other name?
Yes. Krishna's name is given according to his office. Just like a person at home, his father. And in the core, he is my Lord. The same man. Same man who calls God. His wife is calling in my name, John. His son is calling the same my father. His brother is calling the same man murderer. The same man when he goes to the court, he is called my Lord. So this names are in connection with his service. Here he has not discussed his Lord. So he can have many years of life because he is unlimited, he has got unlimited. Different thoughts. He can be called according to the name, according to the business. But this name, Krishna, is the best. Because Krishna means all things. All attractive. That is the same man. He is attracting his son, he is attracting his wife, he is attracting his children, he is attracting any for his clan. So anyway, he is attracting. Therefore, somebody is calling him father, somebody husband, somebody this, somebody this. It is very mundane. That is Krishna. All that. He attracts all. This is the meaning of Krishna. And God is not an all-attracting, but how can be God?
What is the meaning of Rama?
Rama is angel. Ramante, Yogina Anante. Yogis, they want eternal enjoyment. Yes, in this material world, you can enjoy something for some few minutes, or few hours. So this is one eternal enjoyment, Rama, then Rama, that is Rama. Tattva prasistastu purvijina, neither by reading so many books, because each book is written in a different way. Tattva prasistastu purvijina, nāzo muhijyatta makam lakhinyam. If you contact a lot of us, then everyone will give you a different opinion.
That is the same thing.
Maybe same thing, but he is responsible by the different opinion. Therefore, you have to take the path of great personality. So we are following Lord Caitanya. The Lord Caitanya chant is the Hare Krishna mantra. So we are talking and we are getting little assistance. We don't manufacture our own mind because we are imperfect. We cannot manufacture. That will not be beneficial.
Why is it this Mahamantra sort of gets us to Western countries and not to people like
this? Because if you see a thing, it is what? That's what is recommended in this house. Because it is recommended, what is recommended in the Shastra, spoken in the Shastra, is perfect. There is no mistake. Therefore, it is being accepted. Anywhere we are going, beginning from old man to child, everyone can tell you. Therefore, it is recommended. Our intelligence is applied as a body, the recommended in the Veda there is perfect. There are so many instances. That's why cow dung, you know cow dung? Tour of the cow. So, according to Vedic principle, if you touch stool of an animal, it becomes impure. Even my stool, I pass in the WC, and immediately I wash and become purified. But this is my stool, personal, and what to speak of other stool. The stool is impure. But the Veda says, That is school of Kaushya. So, if you are Guru, the cow is an animal. The animal school is impure, how the cow school can become pure? That is funny. But knowledge is made by the order of the Veda, it is fact. You will analyze cow school, you find all the necessities. So therefore we accept the Vedic injunction as good. We have got to make visa to take back. So, according to Vedic civilization, what can we spend it into Vedas? We take it back, that's all. Suti, Suti Pramana. Suti means Veda. Pramana means evidence. According to Indian system, there are two persons talking, arguing. But the person who can give basic evidence is victory. That's the system. They say in law court, two lawyers are fighting. But the lawyer who is giving evidences from the law court is he works it. Maybe the injustice. And therefore, generally we find, generally we see something to give evidence from his aspect, his aspect, in all our books. That is the way of proving that what I am speaking is fact. Bhagavad is already stated. Lavanam Kesa Bhagavan. Kesa means hair. To keep long, long hair will be the practice of people. And become very thin. By keeping long hair, they will be very beautiful. Let me say it in mind. 5,000 years, this tradition is there. When we tell you, people will keep long hair. And because that really appreciated, that a man keeping long hair is very useful. So that is happening, you see. 5,000 years ago that was written, and that is happening. It is common thing. That is Parmatma. It is true for all the days, past, present, future. Dampati Vatimu Vahi, this is the status. Husband and wife will keep together so long their sex power is strong. Kind of everyday value. This is this. Vikaram Vahi Udvahi, marriage will perform. This is very given. According to Vedic system, marriage is a long process. The father of the girl and the boy, a person select, then their horoscope will be consulted, how they will meet together, and then the family, their personal qualification, so many things. Then Dhamarum, after all this consideration, when everything is satisfactory, then we find out the matter of both sides will get here and there. That is marriage. Now I'm telling woman to tell you, it is saying, Tigaram is why boys and girls will loiter in the street, and two of them as they leave, yes, he is there. It is saying, and that is happening. So this is called 5,000 years ago, what was spiritual, what is not happening? Therefore, we give so much faith on this aspect. Perfect, there is no mistake. If you write one book, I write one book. Because we are impartial. They are all impartial.
Buddha is also mentioned, and it has that Lord Buddha is appeared in Gaya Pradesh, in the province of Gaya, and his business will be to keep the AC. The Hampi, he is in condition of God. But he is speaking among people who don't believe in God. So if he is sitting in this way, then yes, there is no God. You hear me, but he is God. The people who are also speaking that God believes in God. But Shiva accepts Lord Buddha, but he is God. So by speaking, he is making others worship God. God is there. But superficially, they think we are to don't believe in God. In believing in Lord Buddha, as Lord Buddha is God. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, saying that his business will be seized the ethics class of that. Surabhina, Sarmahita, Surabhina, Sarmahita means giver. But his philosophy is that to make the people still there, Ahimsa, don't kill. That is the greatest thing. So, he is proposing that let these people be saved from the greatest sinful action. Lord Buddha appeared, he also appeared in India. Why? He was also Hindu, the Kshatriya king. He promulgated this philosophy, Ahimsa. Why there was unnecessary killing of animals? According to Vedas, animals can be killed in sacrifice. That also to give a new life. But people, misses the process, and they began to kill animals like anything, with evidence of in the Veda of animal killing is done. The Lord Buddha appeared just being compassionate to the poor animals. Sadhaya, Vidayata, Rishitapa, Sushapam. Sadhaya, he became very compassionate. That's all the poor animals have been killed. So he promulgated a new kind of religion, Ahimsa, Parama Dharma, come in fast. If I think your God, if he says, this is not true, that is it. So, but, he, because others say, they will argue, what is the Veda? As I told you, the Vedas will be evident. But here is animal killing is honor, have responsibility. Therefore, he said, I don't care for the Vedas. And because he did not care for the Vedas, therefore, in India, later on, nobody accepted Buddha philosophy. Therefore, Buddha philosophy has gone outside India. China, Burma. Japan. Because here in India, they were strong in the standing of Veda. Shankaracharya just said it. So the Buddha philosophy is non-religious. It cannot be accepted. That was Shankaracharya's propaganda. So, like the propaganda of Shankaracharya, a good reason, a real life. There are so many things that one has to study. The Lord Buddha, he accepted as the incarnation of God, and his name is mentioned in this world now. And his business is also mentioned. Karma, Hitama, Surabhita, his business is to cheat the atheist class of man.
That feeling is not feeling. It's just good. Just like the power of man here, there is more than that. But that doesn't mean power is vision. Maybe he has got some vision to do that. That's all. So, when I say Lord Buddha is seated, then don't mean it. The Lord Buddha was seated, like what he said. No. He had to accept some meaning to reason to God. He is God. So all the Buddhists are seen in Japan, of their temple, is as good as any temple. The Lord Buddha's statue, proper plan, and they sit down, they eat, Buddha philosophy, it is not a Hindu temple.
What is predicted to this age? What is predicted to this age?
This time is Hare Krishna mantra. That's why this time, all over the world, that is Buddhism, Allah says Allah. In every village, every town of the world, this Hare Krishna mantra will be chanted. That is it.
What events are to occur in this age? What events will occur in this age, according to this tradition?
There are something. Wherever you go, there are things. If one is serious about understanding God, there are things. If he's not serious, superficial, that is even.
So this will become the next age? Or this is the same thing in this age? Or this is the
same thing? By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, they are involved here now. Just like this boy. 4 years ago, they did not know. What do you mean by Krishna? And now, they are so perfect. Of course, they cannot be perfect. Anyway, but they are far, far better than any Krishna master in the world. Even Indians say, oh, they are better than us. And what is the problem? Simply, they are chanting Hare Krishna. This is practice. But chanting Hare Krishna mantra, they are becoming body alive. Even last night we had taken a Christian pardon. Very attentive. And in Boston, one Christian priest, he should deserve it. The big boy, our boy, they are so mad at the world that we could not hear. So this is why they have become so simple and chanting. Anyone chanting, this is special. Not only, we have got many Chinese, many Japanese, African, and Canadians, and Europeans, and Australia also, there are many Australians. Why? So, wherever they are chanting, it is music. The real purpose is to realize God. So that is kingdom. So we have to accept the method, recommended for a particular day, and that, then it is not necessary. Bless you, Vipa. No.
Yes,
I have seen. You are from China?
No, I'm
American. American? Oh. American is originally from China.
Krishna.
Lalit Krishna,
yes.
He went to Malaysia, he was going to university here, and he went back home, looking all for the devotees. Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, couldn't find them. He was looking all over for them. Then he came back here.
There is a lot of Gita.
Immediately. I can't do that. Now you, Lalit Krishna, his name is Lalit Krishna. He's a very Pata devotee. He's dancing, and makes sense. A very good boy. He's in very long walk. He's good to say to him. So he cannot do without the most labor. That's the moment. It is a nice moment. It is the moment for the present day, for human peace and love. So every one of you should study the philosophy, try to understand and study. It is good for you and good for others.